halacha for today is actually connected to the parsha. In this week's parsha, we learn that there are certain people that, even if they're about to go to war, they're exempted. They shouldn't go to the battlefield. And that's someone who's rach levav. That's someone who does particular sins, which makes him scared to go into the battlefield. And the Gemara in Sota says, which sins are we talking about? And the Gemara points out that it's someone who speaks between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. He shouldn't go to the battlefield. So the question is, why? What's the big deal between, you know, speaking between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh? So on a technical halachic level, the problem is that Shel Yad and Shel Rosh are really connected. They're one two-part mitzvah. So by speaking in between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, you're creating a hefsek and creating a bracha levatala. And so we don't want to do that. And someone who doesn't have respect and speaks between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, we don't trust him to go to the battlefield. Again, this is a particular type of war. But that's on the technical level. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, even to nod or to answer Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbah, one should not do between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh. That's why when I saw Reuven this morning, I really wanted to give him a big hug. But I saw he was putting on his Shel Yad, and so I didn't want to give him a hug. I'll give him a hug later. So that's on a technical level. If one spoke between Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, you're actually supposed to re-bless. It's that serious. If you nodded, then you wouldn't re-bless, but that's how seriously we take it. On a hashkafic level, perhaps we could explain that the tefillin Shel Yad represents our actions, and the tefillin Shel Rosh represents our intellect. So as best as possible, we're trying that there should be harmony between our beliefs, what we know, and our actions, and our hearts. And in fact, that's what we're doing this whole year. We're trying to get ourselves in one place where our hearts and our souls and our minds are all devoted to the service of Hashem. So everyone can have a wonderful day. Are you ready to leave? Awesome.